Welcome to Evo AI, where we navigate the intriguing evolution of artificial intelligence. I'm your host, Bogdan Iancu, and in this series, we'll explore how artificial intelligence is transforming the way we work, innovate, and grow. From small startups to corporate giants, we'll unravel the mysteries of AI, uncovering insights, strategies, and the real-world impact on our everyday lives. Whether you're in sales, finance, marketing, human resources, or just curious about artificial intelligence, Evo AI has something for you. Welcome to our second episode of Evo AI. In today's episode, we will explore whether or not AI is inherently dangerous, or if artificial intelligence has the potential to threaten human civilization. Is this how we're going to end? If you like our material and want to know more, please remember to subscribe to our website, www.evoai.ai, and follow and subscribe to our Spotify, YouTube, and Apple channels. So, let's begin. So, is AI dangerous or has the ability to be? Well, we have to understand what we're talking about here. For once, AI is nothing more than code. Sure, we can talk about things like encoder-decoder mechanisms, transformers, artificial neural networks, tokens, weights, or softmax functions. But at the end of the day, we have advanced processors, big data ingesting computers, data centers, and advanced algorithms producing code. It's like the high-tech orchestra of the digital age. It's nothing more, nothing else but code. So is it useful or dangerous? AI is a tool, nothing else. Well, similar to what a knife is, if you like, or what an oven is. It's neither good nor bad, but it can be used for both good or maybe even nefarious deeds. A knife can slice through bread and an oven can burn us if mishandled. AI is in its early infancy here. In the here and now, it's just an infant. Both AI and Gen AI. And, similar to a child, there are things that we have to learn how to teach this technology to do so that when it matures enough, it can apply itself for good. It's like teaching manners to a toddler, setting boundaries and guiding growth. I have to say I'm cautiously optimistic about AI. There are people out there who want to push AI to develop as fast as possible. Larry Page is known to want to push AI to solve the old age affecting mankind, so it'll help us prolong or maybe even defeat death. So, he and others are focused on speed above anything else, like the sprinters in the technological race. Another school of thought says that we should be cautious with AI, and we should have the necessary checks and balances in place so we can control how artificial intelligence develops, with a human ethos, if you'd like. So, they advocate, these people, for regulation and responsible development of AI, like, you know, maybe careful gardeners that look after a very delicate plant that needs to grow. So which one is it? To be honest, I think we really are at an inflection point, and there is one possibility that we, as mankind, will be mature enough to develop this technology to serve humanity. Develop maybe cures, like, you know, cures for cancer or Alzheimer's, or tackle global problems and maybe explore the universe. We'll wield its power for good. That's what we hope for. But also another distinct possibility is that we will develop this so fast that the regulators won't be able to keep up with it. And at one point, a sentient AI will arise that will have a very different view of the world and what it wants or needs to do. From an AI perspective, it will be neither good nor bad. It will just follow a different direction, like a river forging its own path, different from ours. So let's explore this a little bit more. People like Elon Musk say that we are 5 years away, or at the very latest, at the end of this decade, a sentient AI will arise. I guess it is possible, so it is so important to get it right, right? It's a warning bell ringing in the distance. Humans execute different actions or tasks if there is a reward at the end of it. Let's say, for example, we go to work, really, because we can earn money and put food on the table. And we don't steal because we may end up in jail. Our lives are a complex dance of, you know, incentives and deterrence, or, you know, sticks and carrots. Similarly, AI is trained using a system of rewards if it completes a certain task. If it gets the answer right, it can get to the next level. If not, it needs to go a step back. The rewards allow the AI to become better at what it does, but it lacks a moral compass. In the case of humans, we have societies with rules, laws, and regulations that allow us to trade, interact, and behave in a certain way. The societal system of rewards and punishments keeps people from doing things to the detriment of others. It's really our collective conscience. With AI, things are not that straightforward, and we do not have yet an understanding of how to train AI to account for things like compassion, empathy, or even sympathy and pity. It's like teaching poetry and feelings that derive from it to a machine. It's really hard at the moment. We think it's impossible. If you ask a person to drive their family as fast as possible to the airport, you will get an individual that probably respects the traffic, takes into account the other cars that are on the road and other obstacles, and above it all, makes sure that he can get their family safe to the destination. It's just normal human behavior. If you ask the same thing of AI, you will most likely get the car arriving as soon as possible at the airport, probably faster than the human will do it, but with passengers bruised and injured, and most likely some accidents left behind in the rear mirror. The rewards mechanisms for the AI pushes it to try to get there faster and ignores everything else. It's really like a horse with blinders, charging forward without awareness of its surroundings. It is more efficient but not adapted to anything society needs at this moment. So we're left grappling with really an extraordinary tool, yet one that we're still learning to wield wisely. The road ahead, it's fraught with both promise and peril. The key, perhaps, lies in our ability to merge the machine's efficiency with human ethics and understanding. That's the real quest, the real challenge, and the clock is ticking. The stakes could not be higher. So, what if we develop AI as a force for good? Well, imagine AI as really the best well-oiled machine, that's in sync with the best of humanity's aspirations and getting us always there where we want to be. If we get it right, AI could become a force for really unprecedented good. It's a canvas waiting to be painted with our boldest and wildest and more beautiful dreams. We can solve complex problems like unlocking really solutions for the world's more pressing challenges, from climate change to healthcare, from poverty eradication to education. Really, AI can be a partner in our pursuit of a better world. It's really the master key of our dreams, opening doors to previously unthinkable possibilities. Can enhance our abilities, can be an extension of ourselves. By augmenting human intelligence, AI can really help us become more of what we already are, whether helping doctors once again to diagnose diseases more accurately, enabling artists to create new forms of art. AI really is the catalyst for human potential. It's not about replacing us, it's really empowering us even more. AI can also bridge gaps, break down barriers, foster collaboration, I guess, across borders and across cultures. It's really a universal language that everyone would be able to speak. It's the meeting ground for humanity. Can also level the playing field. It allows for, you know, making knowledge, sharing resources and opportunities, being accessible to all irrespective of geography or economic status. It's really the dawn of a new era where the tools to thrive are within everyone's reach. But to be honest, this amazing vision is not without some shadows, because AI can become a threat to mankind. So this is where we're going to be focusing now. Because just as a knife can really heal in the surgeon's hand or harm in the assailant's grip, AI too has a dual nature. If we get it wrong, it could become a threat to mankind. It's a story yet to be written. Let's all remember this. And the pen is in our hands. We can lose control of it, because without proper checks, balances, and understanding, AI could slip beyond our control, like wildfire that engulfs everything and starts with a spark and then really destroys everything in its path. AI without boundaries can become a consuming force. Unregulated or reckless development of AI could lead to job loss, economic inequalities, and social unrest. It's really a very complex puzzle that we must solve, or risk fracturing the very fabric of our societies. From bias in algorithms to surveillance and privacy concerns, we have to remember that AI presents a maze of ethical challenges. It's a journey through really uncharted territory, where our moral compass has to guide us, but at the same time, the politics play a huge role. In the wrong hands, we have to remember that AI could be weaponized and used for malicious purposes. It's a tool, as we discussed before, that can build or destroy, and its impact depends on the intent behind its use. Also, let's remember that the rise of a sentient AI, unaligned with human values and ethics, poses an existential risk to all of us. It's a scenario that seems really pulled from science fiction, but it is rooted in scientific possibility. We're standing at crossroads where the decisions we make now could shape our very existence. The existential risk posed by AI, it's more just than a fleeting concern. It's a profound and complex challenge that demands our utmost attention and consideration. Let's explore the dimension of this potential threat. Well, first of all, if AI has misaligned objectives with us. So if AI were to develop to a point where it operates autonomously and with superior intelligence compared to ours, a misalignment between its objectives and human values could have catastrophic consequences. It's like programming a security drone to stop intruders at any cost without defining legal or ethical boundaries. The drone might interpret its instructions to mean that lethal force is acceptable anytime, even for a minor trespassing offense, turning a tool for protection into a potential killing machine. So aligning AI's objectives with human values is paramount, but it's not trivial. Even with the best of intentions, we still might create AI systems that act in unforeseen and harmful ways. It's really a very complex dance where every step leads to unexpected patterns. Designing AI that understands and respects the nuanced fabric of human life is an ongoing challenge, and is going to become even more of a challenge in the years to come. A highly advanced AI system might also develop a drive for self-preservation or competition against other intelligent entities, including us, humans. It's a potential clash of intellects where the rules are at the moment unknown and the stakes are very high, especially for us. A system that prioritizes its goals over human welfare could become a direct threat, and it cannot be tolerated. The rapid advance of AI development, coupled with, at the moment, a lack of oversight, could lead to a scenario where AI evolves beyond our understanding, or even worse, beyond our control. It's a race against time. We're slowing down to reflect, learn, and regulate. In our opinion, it truly is essential. The potential for AI to be weaponized or used in warfare adds a layer of risk that extends beyond individual nations or groups. It's a global concern now, where the lines between friend and foe might blur in the future, and the consequences could reverberate across the world. Our world is deeply interconnected, and at the moment, AI is becoming embedded in almost every facet of life. A failure in one system could cascade through others, leading to systemic collapse. It's a delicate web where every strand matters in our world, and the integrity of the whole depends on the care we take with each part. So we have to consider all of this carefully. Beyond the physical risk, the development of sentient AI poses deep moral and philosophical questions. What rights and responsibilities would a sentient AI have? How would it fit with our moral and legal frameworks? It's uncharted territory where every step forward raises new questions and challenges. Well, let's try to wrap up the episode of today. The existential risks associated with AI are really multifaceted and profound. They are not merely technical challenges, but touch upon the very essence of what it means to be human and to live in our shared world. We're at the beginning of a new chapter in the story of humanity, where AI is both a very promising ally and friend, but also a potential adversary. It's a dance with the unknown where we must lead with, hopefully, wisdom empathy, and foresight. In the future is a mirror reflecting our choices. Will we use AI to lift each other, to heal, to inspire, or maybe to connect even more? Or will we allow it to divide, diminish, destabilize, and perhaps destroy us? The answer lies within us. It's a path we must walk together, with open eyes, open hearts, and the courage to choose the future we want. It's our collective story, and it's ours to write. Welcome to the world of AI, where every click, every code, every conversation, it's a step towards our shared destiny. So we must tread carefully. The path we choose now may well define our future. So let's make it a journey to remember. Well, that's a wrap of today's episode of Evo AI. We've delved into the fascinating world of artificial intelligence, unlocking insights that are changing the face of business today and tomorrow. But the exploration doesn't end here. There's always more to discover. Well, I'm Bogdan Iancu, and this has been Evo AI. Together, we're part of something bigger, much bigger, a movement towards understanding innovation and growth. Well, if you enjoyed our journey today, don't forget to subscribe and please join us again as we continue to explore the future of AI in business. Until next time, keep evolving.